Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 22nd of January. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app, our sister channels right across the country and also on our website at rsn.net.au. We're racing at Moonee Valley this afternoon. It's a hot day in Melbourne, expecting 33 degrees there at the Valley for racing on a Saturday. The feature event at Randwick is the Carrington Stakes. It's the only listed event around the country today. They're also racing at Doomben and Gawler. Yarra Valley Racing in Victoria, they're expecting a hot day as well, and they'll be competing on a good four track. Also, some terrific racing across there in at the West. If that meeting goes ahead at Ascot because of the heat, harness racing tonight, Lochinvara, the best horse in the country on the comeback trail, has been heavily supported to win the Ballarat Cup tonight. It's the first of the Group 1s as Harness Racing Victoria commences at Summer of Glory Carnival. And there's also a handy meeting at the Meadows tonight and the Dogs, but some of Victoria's best will be doing battle for Group 1 glory at Wentworth Park. So there's plenty to get through in the next 3 hours before we hand over to Michael Felgate, Matty Stewart and Dan Malecki for race day mornings. But let's get stuck into the show on it this Saturday. It's 5 minutes past seven. We are racing at Moonee Valley and Marty Sinan joins us on this Saturday. Good morning to you, Marty.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How's the week been?
Busy week. A few boys off with COVID this week and some pretty warm weather. So with that, just kept us nice and busy, the ones that were actually at work.
Yeah, disaster there. So you've been, what, 24 hours this week, Marty?
I think most of my guys have had at least 7 days off, so it's been pretty hard. But, yeah, it's been amazing time here. So proud of the job, though. I enjoy it.
Yeah, what are we expecting with the track today?
We're going to be on a good four to start off with. Going stick of 8.9, shear of 11.8. And with that, that's very close to a soft five. So we put plenty of water on it. We put 6.5 mil on last night. That irrigation just finished about a half an hour ago. So that should get us through to the start of the race meeting. I've got a couple of horses going around as we speak, and I'll just speak to those jockeys and see what they think. If they think it's a bit firmer, then we'll put a bit more water on this morning. But I'd say not, just looking at it, it's in pretty good order. You know, we haven't raced here for over 3 weeks, and track's in great order.
We find the rail in the true?
Yeah, back to the true. So that's the first time since the 17th. Our last meeting on New Zealand, we're out 4 metres for that. So that's had a good break. Lovely cover of grass. Got the grass a little bit longer today with that warm weather. I just tried to hold a bit more moisture in the profile for the horses. And with that, I think we've done that. So look forward to a good day's racing.
We know it's a hot day. What about the wind conditions?
Not that windy. It's very calm here as we speak. They say it's only going to get up to about 20 k's, which is from the southeast. So with that, that's kind of across their face in the straight. So shouldn't have too much impact. If it was a lot windy, I'd think the track would firm up a bit quicker. But with those sort of winds and the warm day, it is going to be a warm day, but I just don't think it'll dry out as much as what we thought. So I'm expecting the race pretty close to a good four all day.
And every horse should get their opportunity with the rail back in the true. Is that how usually you find it there, Marty?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like I said, it's pretty even right across. We've done a little reno with it in that break as well. So it's been cored right across. So I wouldn't like to think there's any excuses today, and should give every horse a chance with the way it is at the moment.
Is it tougher for a track curator if rain comes during the week, or you have a really hot week and you've got to judge how much water you put on your track?
To be honest, with the way the forecast has been the last couple of months, I've just been putting the water on anyway because they've been getting it wrong so many times. I mean, Liam last week, I think he watered on the Friday night and there was 30 mil of rain forecast. We didn't get a drop. So most of the guys are happy to put that 40 to 50 mil on during the week. And if we get the rain this time of the year, the tracks generally cope anyway. So they'll get through anyway. These tracks are all in pretty good order at the moment. In Melbourne.
All right, mate. Thanks for that.
No, thanks,
guys. There we go. There's Marty Sinan joining us with that track update for Moonee Valley. Naves Ramdani joins us now to see what's happening in Sydney this afternoon, the racing at Randwick. Showers predicted, possible showers anyway. They're expecting a top of 26 degrees. Good morning to you, Naves.
Good morning to you, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you, mate. What's your track looking like this afternoon?
Yeah, look, we set up really nicely. We're just getting some light showers as we speak. That was forecast. And there's still a set of showers till about 10 o'clock before it improves into this afternoon. So, look, we're really on a border of a 4 and a 5. I call it a soft 5 on a peno of 5.24, only because we were expecting these light showers this morning. But as we improve with weather this afternoon, the track will improve as well, and I expect we'll get an early upgrade. If the rain does take up by 10 or 11 as they're forecast, we'll get some improvement, and I think we'll race on a good four for the majority of the program.
That's sensational. What about the wind conditions there, Nivesh?
Yeah, so they're forecasting it to get to about 30 k's an hour coming in from the southeast. If that eventuates, it'll be a tailwind up the straight. I don't think 30 k's an hour is going to impact it too much, purely because from the southeast, we get a little bit of cover from the tall buildings at the university, and we've got a fair bit of trees up along that southern end. So I don't think the wind will have a major impact in today's program.
All right, mate. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. There's Nivesh Ramdani with an update there at that for the track at Randwick this afternoon in Sydney. Now, the second meeting in Victoria is at Yarra Valley. They're racing on a good four, and the rail is out 3 metres the entire circuit. Seven races there today at Moonee Valley. Big first word coming your way. JD Hayes, Wayne Hawks will be joining us. Kim Hahn, Lynn Tolson, Tom Sadler, Dave Eustace, Chris Lees, Adrian Bott, and Andrew Noblett, along with Ash Yagi, Annabel Neesham. And Casey Keys will also join us, hopefully, all in this first hour. And then after 8 o'clock, it's the Melbourne Form panel. Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, and also Nicholas Quinn. And then a big interstate hour as we go through all of the meetings around the country. We'll also preview the Ballarat Cup meeting and the trots and at the Meadows in at the Dogs. It's great to catch up with Wayne Hawks. It's been a long time since we had a chat to Wayne here on RSN 927. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. How's 2022 been to you?
The Gold Coast was, Magic Millions was certainly different. Everyone was going to the sales and then going home. There was not much action going on after hours, that's for sure.
But we didn't see you at the beach, Wayne.
Mate, Greenpeace would have dragged me back out if I'd have been down the beach, Gareth, back in, to the people that are a bit older that remember Greenpeace. Yeah. Was it a Rainbow Warrior, wasn't it, the boat? Rainbow Warrior. I don't have a body for the beach.
You got a couple of nice chances around the country today. What about Duchess Savoy, this filly? She's returned in wonderful fashion.
Yeah, she has. You know, she, it was 12 months ago, she was unlucky in a Blue Dom preview. She ran fourth, and pilot error, she should have won by panels that day. And she probably was not ready for that then, even though she was doing a job. And when you're buying an early two-year-old type and things don't go right, they come back at three, and quite often they've missed the boat because the immature ones catch up. But she's actually a much, much better horse this time around. And 12 months later, she's matured mentally, and her win the other day was, I don't know whether there would have been, put it this way, I think whatever you put in the race against her the other day, she would have beat them pretty convincingly because she won very, very well, and they told me she broke the class record. Not that I'm worried about that, but I suppose it's a feather to have in your cap and shows you how quick and how speedy and how she went. So the other horse, the one that's unbeaten, looks pretty smart though, just the same, but you know what? It's carnival time now, and even though they're just normal races, these races are nearly, some of these races now are black type races just about, so it's probably near a black type race today, but there's no point hiding because it's only going to get harder and harder and harder for the next 5 or 6 weeks, but she'll run pretty well because she's a racehorse and she really wants, she wants to win, and she's going great.
Has she improved from her first up effort when she was dominant?
Well, if you're breaking a class record, I don't think you really have to. You've only got to just hold that form, don't you? You can't keep on improving, but I do think she has improved. She's done everything right, and I was very happy with the way that she worked on Tuesday. And whenever you go away, like to a Magic Millions, and I was away 12 days, you always come home and you walk around the stables and see how everything looks and whether anything's dropped off or not. And she's done terrific in the 12 days I didn't see her, so I'm very happy with her.
Murray Minko, the former Hong Kong galloper that had a really good preparation for your stable last time around his first up. Were you happy what you saw with his trial there at Werribee?
Yeah, he's done terrific. He's done absolutely terrific. So he's a racehorse. He wants to win. I've got no idea what happened in Hong Kong. He had a jump out here at Flemington one morning and got beat about a length of bivouac. He went to Hong Kong and got beat a furlong and a half, and Then he came back and we had the opportunity to purchase him. So we thought, you know what, let's try. So we brought him back. I mean, he came from France. He went to England, France to England to Australia to Hong Kong, Hong Kong back to New Zealand because of COVID, New Zealand back to Sydney into quarantine and Melbourne and Murray. This horse has travelled the world three times over. So he's a nice horse. It's a really good race for him today, and he'll run well. Albeit, you know, he'll only improve because he's certainly carrying plenty of condition. But as you can see with his record's pretty good. And I think it was Sand. When did he get beat? Sandown. He only just got beat, I think. So
by a good one in the garden that day.
Sorry,
the garden's a pretty good handy horse. He just got
100%, and I mean he only just got beaten. So what I was getting at was he nearly could have won there as well. So, you know, then I think it was Bendigo he went back to, and he probably an average field, but he blitzed him. So, as I said, take away his first and only start in Hong Kong, which was a disaster. I suppose up there they'll just say he didn't handle the conditions. But beautiful horse. He's a lovely horse to have around. He's done everything right, and he's a race horse, and he's a winner. So you can do worse than follow horses like him.
So both horses ready to run a big race at the Valley, Wayne?
Yeah, they will. Yep. Yes, sir.
And what about Yukon? Trial behind Nature Strip there on Monday. He's first up in race 10 there at Randwick.
Yeah, he did. Probably only got beat about 6 or 7 lengths to Nature Strip, but yep. I reckon if you put him in a race, he'd get beat 26 lengths. But trials are only what you want to do with them. So he was just going around for a bit of fitness. But nice horse that's going to be a mile, 2,000-metre horse. So as long as he's hitting the line... nicely, that'll perk him up ready for his next up run.
Is John or Michael tipping Kingsley or Nickelback at Kemmler Grange this afternoon?
Kingsley, yeah, I've had a lot to do with Kingsley, and he's probably disappointed us, to be fair. So he's not one that you really want to follow. But Nickelback's a really nice horse. He's done everything right, Nickelback, and he'll run well up there today.
Is W Pike been on the phone, Wayne?
No, I haven't spoken to William Pike.
I thought he would have been the first person.
No,
he would have called you.
Honest, no, he hasn't. He only speaks to the great people. Didn't he speak to you last week?
He did, actually. So
yeah.
Is Wayne the biggest fan of Pike, or is it John and Michael? Has he got a little bit of work to do with John and Michael?
Well, to be honest, it was, you know, Dwayne Dunn had hurt himself 18 months ago, probably 2 years ago now, and we were looking for someone, and Pike had come over, and Dad and I discussed it, and he's just the old-fashioned, you know, doesn't have this toe in the iron, and he kicks him home, and he's just the old-fashioned type of Darren Gauchy type of rider, and he's quiet and he's calm, and he's going to do well in Sydney. There's no doubt about that. And you add Chad Schofield and you add William Pike into the Sydney ranks, gee, that's going to bolster Sydney racing seriously well. The other thing is, with those two jockeys I've just mentioned, they're both light jockeys. And of the leading jockeys, you've got Tommy Berry, Brenton Abdullah, Kieran McAvoy are probably the three best lightweight jockeys. Well, now you add Chad Schofield and W Pike into that mix that can ride light. To see, you've got Nash, Hugh Bowman, J-Mac, they can't ride the 54s, can't even get close to that, so... Having those two jockeys, Schofield and Pike, coming into Sydney racing, gee, it's going to make it even better and even stronger. So they've certainly got the wood on us up there as far as the quality of jockeys go. That's for sure and certain.
Always a pleasure, Wayne. Good luck today.
Thank you, Gareth.
There's Wayne Hawkes there, 17 minutes past 7. JD Hayes joins us. JD, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Lindsay Park on fire at the moment. You're training plenty of winners and you've got a wonderful team engaged there at Moonee Valley this afternoon. We'll start off with the three-year-old, the superintendent, who won nicely there at Sandown. Your expectations with him this afternoon?
Yeah, we're raising the bar a little bit again. He's going up in grade. It's a tougher assignment. There's a good one of Freeman's in it. But he's really trained on nicely and we took him to the Valley during the week. Had a benefit of a spin round there, and I think he's going to put up another nice run again. We're going to ride him cold and hopefully he's going to have the last crack at him.
Bill Boulder makes its debut for your stable race too. It's a son of Boulder City. What can you tell us about this debutant?
He's got plenty of leg on him. He's still got a bit of growing to do. I think once he just gets the race experience under his belt, really benefit him. and he might be departing with his Crown Jewels after this. So okay. He might be a nice horse to follow.
So
in coming preparation.
All right, mate. So we put him in the black book, Bill Boulder, just to see what he can do after today. Fundraiser, you saved him for this meeting at Moonee Valley. This race is worth a little bit more than the Port Ferry Cup that he was also accepted for on Thursday. He looks well placed here in race number 7, JD.
Yeah, we've had to be patient, and I think the right race has come up. He's drawn a lovely barrier. We've tinkered with his gear. We've put some pacifiers and Norton bit on, and hopefully that seems to do the trick. It's certainly helped with him in the mornings here at Flemington. Really happy with him. Yeah, it's a nice race for him. We're stiff to run in Tuvalu and the Port Ferry Cup, so we thought we'd wait and run an easier race on Saturday worth triple the money, so hopefully we're right.
And his second-up record's pretty handy as well.
Yes, very well, and he's trained on lovely since his good first-up run, so he's got a few boxes ticked in his corner, and hopefully that's able to translate today.
And from the 1,500, from that nice gate, he should just get nearly the run of the race as well, you would imagine.
Yeah, hopefully. When Jai comes out, we're going to ask him to box seat, which is usually jockeys roll their eyes when they do, but I think it's possible from the barrier.
And what about Musselbrook?
Wait for him next start. I think the horse is really going well. Just look for him to do his best work late and wait for the blinkers to go on.
Are we betting at Yarra Valley with Crossfire Road and Tim Star, JD?
It'd be very remiss of me to tip Tim Star when he's had five starts and failed to trouble the score as he hasn't placed yet. But
yep.
I think Yarra Valley, it'd be great to get a victory because the Devon and Gordon colours will be there, and I know Scott Gordon's having his Bucks party there. So
okay. A lot of pressure there.
To be able to get a win, and I think Crossfire Road's the pick of the two, but I won't be holding my breath.
Are you betting at the Valley?
I'm going to have a little bit each way on the superintendent and then a little bit on fundraiser as well.
All right, then. You would have been a fill-up last week.
Yeah, it was good. I was a bit busy with talk about the highs and lows of racing. We had Chartbuster scratch behind the gate and then Dark Dream come out and won and Nicola Nevido. So, no, it was a good day. We went to dinner and ate well that night.
All right then, mate. Well done. Thanks for that, JD.
Thank you for having me.
There's JD Hayes there at 7:21. This is The First Word. You're with Gareth Hall on this Saturday morning. It's a beautiful morning too in Melbourne town. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Your Saturday. We'll take a break and we'll come back and catch up with Kim Hard, Lynn Tolson, Tom Sadler and Dave Eustace on The First Word.
RSN's Race Day and The First Word with Gareth Hall.
7:23, this is The First Word. We're heading to Bendigo and we're about to catch up with Kim Hard. He's flying at the moment. He's strike rating around 22% these days and he's got his mare in Gloves Are Off going around in the last race at Moonee Valley this afternoon, and Kim joins us now. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, how are we?
Good, thanks, mate. Gloves Are Off. She loves Moonee Valley and she doesn't really know how to run a bad race.
No, absolutely. She's been pretty consistent this time in, so let's hope she can keep it going.
Your thoughts about today?
Look, I think it looks a pretty good even race. So I expect her to be around the mark again.
All right, then from that nice gate, she in the first two or three once again?
Yeah, absolutely. She'll settle in the first few from that gate and should get a perfect run just behind them, I'd say. There's a couple little push forward as well. But I expect her to be in the first two or three.
Would you recommend the punters having something on her?
I think she's a good each-way chance, and that at an each-way price, absolutely. She drops back down in the weights again today, which I think will be a big help.
Yep. All right, mate. We wish you the best of luck, Kim.
Thank you very much.
There's Kim Hahn there. So Gloves Are Off. She just goes up slightly in class, but down in weight, as Kim pointed out. So she's 7:50, 2:40 from that low gate, and a terrific each-way chance there in race number 9. Lynn Tolson's done a wonderful job with Curran, and he goes around in race number 8 once again. Over the 1,200 metres this afternoon, and Lynn joins us now. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Oh, hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to seeing Curran get back up to the 1,200 metres?
Yes, we are. We had him entered for the 1,400, but through circumstances, we ended up scratching him. So, we're at the 1,200.
He's won over the 9:55 at Moonee Valley, and his sectionals, well, closing sectionals of late, have been exceptional. And I know I probably nearly ask you this every time I have a chat to you, Lynn, but have we worked out what his best trip is?
No. Not really. He's got into a bit of a habit of just jumping and not really travelling. You know, he's just so laid back. And then, of course, he's picking up and doing great sectionals late. So the last after we scratched him, we've done a few blood profiles on him. So they weren't quite up to scratch. So, you know, we've been working on that, and his last one was really good. So we're hoping for him to just jump and get into the race. And then, of course, you know, with his late sectionals, he should go okay. So we haven't got a very, very good gate, but that's not my worry. That's the jockey's worry.
Yeah. Do you think that looking at getting those bloods, and do you think that maybe that he can get into the race or be a little bit more enthusiastic at the start now?
Well, that's what we're hoping. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. He's just been, you know, slow away. And even when Jared Fry rode him, he said, I just didn't have a horse travelling underneath me. And he said, I pulled him out. And then he sort of just dropped and goes, you know. So, obviously, whether it was the little issues he had with the blood, I'm not quite sure. So we are hoping that he does jump, and I assume he's going to be probably three wide, which, you know, I'm not over concerned. I'd rather him be out than in anyway. So, yep. But if he can travel, I'm sure he'll finish off well.
But he's fit enough and ready to go, because we haven't seen him, as you pointed out, since Boxing Day. But if he's there, he's ready to win if he gets the right brakes go his way.
Exactly right. And it depends on how the track races as well, you know, whether it is just genuine on pace or they are making ground. So, you know, there's a few little things there, but we're very happy with the horse, and, can't do anything.
He's a great horse, Lynn. I wish you the best of luck to see how he goes today in race number 8.
Okay, thank you very much.
There we go. Lynn Tolson joining us there, talking about Curran, and he was purchased around $600 on an English online sale. So he's well and truly done his job. Tom Sadler joins us now. Sam Image goes around for the Sadler team in race number 5. Good morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Gareth. How you going?
Good, thanks, mate. John still on holidays?
No, not at all. He's all hands on deck here. We, as I'm sure the rest of Australia is, we're a bit knackered with staff from a few positives and things like that. So he's we've put him on the treadmill so that we can keep him out of the barn and keep us from driving us mad.
How's Sam's Image today?
He's very well. We just had him in the boarding here at Pakenham. He really, really enjoys that. We go in there and it's a nice standing pace, and he jumped a few hurdles in there just on his own. And we did that before, a couple of times before he ran at Caulfield the last day, which we felt was a huge improvement from his two previous runs. Obviously, this race came up sort of ideally that 2 weeks from the last time. He takes very little work. He's currently sitting as well, and Tony Adlin Tolson on just before. He spends about a week after all of his runs there at the beach, and he seems to really enjoy it there. So, no, we're very happy with him.
So, last time at Caulfield on a Saturday morning, you put him over the hurdles and you're happy with him. So, he's over the hurdles once again today.
Yeah. It's just, especially a horse like him that's a bit older and probably wouldn't take much for him to get a bit bored and lose his zest for racing. He goes in there and just does a bit of free schooling without the rider on. And it worked last time, albeit he got beat, but it was a much improved performance. So we thought we'd give it another go.
How do you think this race sets up for him today, back to the 1,000 and around the valley?
Look, we've always felt, even though he's sort of his best form has been when he's been up on speed and controlled the race, that he isn't one-dimensional. And if the opportunity prevailed where he drew an inside barrier and there was enough speed that he could take a sit, and that looks the ideal scenario today. Yulong Command seems fairly one-dimensional, especially drawn where he is, and Grandview Avenue, it sort of only knows one thing as well. So we're hoping with a bit of speed he can just park in behind them and, instead of sort of being softened up early in the race like he was at Caulfield and be vulnerable late, he can sort of be the one swooping over the top of them the last hurdle.
Is he worth a punt there, Tom?
I think he is. We were super disappointed with his first two performances. Couldn't really find much of an excuse with him. And I think probably less work, sending him to the beach and then a little bit of work in the boring has really sharpened him up. And if he can replicate his last performance and with a little bit more of a softer run early in the race, I think he'd be hard to beat.
Good on you, Tommy. Thanks for that insight, mate. Good luck. There's Tom Sadler there. Dave Eustace, the most eligible bachelor in racing, joins us now. Hello to you, Dave. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks. Did you enjoy the Gold Coast? You spent a bit of money anyway.
Yeah, look, we had a great time. Obviously, good result, though. The whole team across the world worked very hard throughout the sort of 10 days to get the horses that we were keen to get, and obviously a couple of great results on the Saturday. So, fantastic team effort for everyone.
Some heavy hitters in your debutante, Count the Headlights, in Aussie Curse colours there. It's a colt by I'm Invincible, purchased for $800,000. He's trialled pretty well. What are you expecting today, Dave?
Yeah, in partnership with Rosemont Stud, he's a really nice colt. As you say, he's trialled well. He's quite a sort of big, laid-back colt. He's taken a fair bit of work. He's had three jump out. A strong galloping this week, but it's really just the last couple of weeks really helped. We're really happy with him. I think we're on a big race.
I think you might be on a horse, mate. It's a little bit dodgy, the line. That's okay. Yeah, that's a little better, mate. That's all right. So the blinkers, he wore the blinkers I saw there in the trial, and he wears them today.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's trialled in the shades. He just needed them to just to sharpen up. He's always had the he's had a fair bit of ability, sort of beautiful action, but he just needed that bit of focus. So I think it really worked, and a good performance.
All right, then. So he can run a big race, and he's worth a pun if you like him.
Yeah. I think so.
Our mantra goes around in race number three. What have you made of our mantra of late?
Look, he's been a little bit in and out. I thought his run at Pakenham wasn't too bad. He got bumped sort of at a crucial stage, and he didn't really like that. And I thought he stopped sort of fairly quickly off the back of that. So if he needs to improve up to 2,500, if he doesn't, then we're probably struggling.
All right, then we'll go to race number seven, Le Bol, the former French galloper. It's first up from a break. He's had a couple of runs in Victoria, won at Sandown, and then was down the track at his next couple. How's he come back?
Yeah, looks to have come back well. He's been down at Fingal. He's sort of changed things up a little bit. He works been good and quite sharp, and the trials have been good as well. So, he's been, a lovely horse to deal with. He looks great. So, he's going to improve for the run and as he gets out over further. But, I'd like to see him sort of finish midfield and passing it too late.
Can Galactic Fury win again?
He's racing in good form. It's a step up in grade again for him. But, he can. He is a horse who needs everything to go his way. He needs, speed on and a fat run. And not often everything goes your way at the Valley. But if it does, then he can run very well.
And Unanimous gets a wide gate, but he has been missing the kick of late.
Yeah, he's very capable of winning a race like this. But he's another horse who needs having to go his way. It was a good run at Flemington, but the gap just didn't quite come at the right time. And he just didn't quite get there. And possibly the mile just saw him out as well. So I would say 1,500 is perfect. Whether the Valley is quite his track, we'll see. Again, he's a sort of tempo-related horse. The quicker they go, the better.
And can Piney River take his form down the straight at Flemington to Moonee Valley this afternoon in race eight?
He's another one. Whether the Valley's really his track, we'll see. And, he's a horse who just needs speed on. I think that's why we've seen him. Well, he clearly is a straight horse and loves the straight, but a strongly ran 1,200 is definitely up his alley, so he should get that today. It's just whether the gap's come at the right time, because we won't sort of bustle him up early.
All right, mate, what's your best today?
Just looking forward to the two-year-old. We like him. I just think the last 2 weeks he's really, really hit his strap, so I think we should see a big run.
As always, thanks for the insight, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Gary.
There's Dave Eustace there. 35 minutes past seven. This is the first word on RSN Saturday Race Day with Gareth Hall. We'll take a quick break on the other side of it. We've still got a few more trainers to come. Chris Lees, Adrian Bott, Andrew Noble at Ashyagi.
RSN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
7:38, it's a big day for the Chris Lees stable. They've got strong chances at Randwick and also at Doomben, and Chris joins us here on this Saturday morning. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Gareth.
Spellcatcher represents your stable in the first, and what can you tell us about his chances today? Geez, he's been impressive at Scone and Newcastle in recent times.
Yeah, two nice wins. He's coming back from Spell, although he now jumps a few grades. Country racing to the city, but he gets to race against his own age and he gets in quite well at the weights. That all said, I think he'll be better off the back of the run. Give him a little freshen up off them two strong wins, and I think he's in for a nice preparation.
Our candidate represents your stable in race six, goes to the 2,000 metre second up and gets Huey Bowman.
Yeah, more suitable trip for him. He was first up off a long break. He's closed off quite nicely without ever threatening. Better suited to the 2,000, but he could be just a runaway. I think he looks like he's starting to find his form, but I think this race will bring him right on.
In the feature race, the Carrington Stakes, Special Reward goes up to the 1,400 metres.
Yeah, he's probably suited back to Randwick, track he races well at. He found a bit of consistency, which had been lacking over the last 12 months, and his last two runs have been quite good. Importantly for him, he gets a soft draw, so he gets the right type of run for him, which is covered up and exposed late. That'll give him his opportunity. I think he's a genuine chance of winning a race like that.
And Count of Monte Cristo represents your stable in the last race. What have you made of him this preparation?
I've been disappointed in him.
Yeah.
Just whether that Singapore form, as he's got a bit older, whether he can compete in, whether he can bring the right form to Sydney racing. That said, he's back to a benchmark race off running in stronger races. But he's got to carry a bit of weight with it, so it's probably make or break for him today.
Now in Brisbane, Pomade makes its debut, a colt by Star Turn in the first race.
Really nice colt. Blinker's first time. Tricky gate. Doomben's at 1,050 start. It's a big advantage to have a soft draw. So he'll need to step clean and find the right type of run. If he does that, he's a genuine chance. If he's caught off the track, he could be found wanting.
Continuation in race four.
Yeah, nice fresh run recently in a mile. Gets up to his right trip. Really pleased with how he's going. He's a genuine chance there at odds.
All right, then Mystic Gem goes around in race number six for your stable.
Big odds, but wouldn't surprise to see her run a race. But now she's out to 1,200 metres and she'll get a nice run from the draw, so not the roughest in the race.
And then we go to Strange Charm in at the last. It's in some really good form this preparation, Chris.
Yeah, good strong win. She got the track conditions to suit. Track's a seven at the moment. Hopefully it stays soft enough for her. We don't want it to dry out too much, but I think she's suited around these tighter turning type of tracks. She races well there and at Canterbury. She's got a long run to get across from a wide gate. If she gets in all right, going to that first corner, she'll be very hard to beat.
I've got $20 to spend today, Chris. What am I doing with your runners?
I'll be having it on, I'll say Strange Charm. She's pretty consistent, man, when she finds a form.
All right, race nine, number nine there at Doomben. Thanks for your time, as always.
Cheers, Gary.
There's Chris Lees there. Andrew Noblett joins us now here on at the first word. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Rogue Star's been a great addition to your stable.
He has. First up, he knew and really happy with the way he went the other day. Got back a little bit in the fast run race and finished off well. And, he's in good order.
Can he win again?
He can. He's improved since his last run, but I don't know if he's improved enough to win this. But he is going well and drawn nicely. He should get a nice run. And as I said, the horse is in good order.
All right. Then you've got a couple of chances in the last race, Hamslet and Demando. What can you tell us there?
Demando just wouldn't settle the other day at stall. Just sort of kept her at 1,200. And looks to be good tempo on this race, so she might get a nice run just in behind them. And she's going well, probably better than what her form suggests. Hamslet really happy with her first up, kept her fresh going into this, and again, like with the pace on, she'll be closing well.
All right, then if they are closing, Hamslet, so it looks like she's a terrific each way chance there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she looks in great order and worked well leading into this, and she's come on since the last run.
All right, mate. What's your best today?
I think Rogue Star each way.
All right. Thanks for that. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
There we go. There's Andrew Noblett joining us there. Adrian Bott is with us now from Randwick, I would imagine, on this Saturday morning. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Gareth.
I tell you what, you were probably, if we had the Oscars, best supporting actor after watching yourself and Gay do what you did there with your social media platforms at the Magic Million Sales. I thought that was, from a racing enthusiast and a fan, I thought that was terrific content, mate. Well done.
No, I appreciate it. No, happy to be the supporting actor.
Yeah.
It's Gay at her best there. So
I love when you're going to, I don't know which yearly it was for, but you're up to about 7.50 and you just turned to Gay and said, I'll back you whatever you do, Gay. I think she stopped at 7.50.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I thought, I'll give her the confidence just to not get beaten here. And she pulled up a bit quick on me. Okay.
Have you ever said, no, Gay, I'll take over here? And doesn't she like you bidding just yet, Adrian?
No, look, we take it in turns. As I said, we've got to have a bit of fun up there. So she enjoys the sales, and we certainly enjoyed ourselves and had a successful sale, I feel.
All right, then what about today? We need to find a winner at the Valley. Invincible Jets, third up from a break, goes around in that 1,200-metre race. It's a pretty handy field. What can you tell us about his chances?
Yeah, it is. He's opened a good improvement off those first two runs. He sort of caught there wide first up. I thought he stuck on well, but conditions just sort of gave out late. So he's sort of really sharpened up in his condition since. So looks a nice race. Yeah, definitely competitive, but the track should really suit him there, and he should be ready to run a peak for us third up.
Where do you have him in the run? Is he in the first couple for you today?
Yeah, look, I think naturally around that track, sort of look to use his speed. He's got plenty of that tactical speed, so he'll be prominent in the run for sure.
All right, and so he's worth an each-way ticket if you like him.
I think so, yep.
Yeah, Solid Impact, first up from a break, goes around in that first race at Randwick this afternoon. What can you tell us there?
Lots of like about him. Yep. He really nice horse, resuming here for us. Distance going to be a bit short of his best ultimately, but yeah, I think his class will hopefully sort of get him through there today. He's done a couple of trials, have been excellent. He's pretty forward for today. Planning on stretching him out further in the campaign. I think we'll see him contest some better graded races. So hopefully we can see him. Hopefully we can see him kick off in the right manner today.
What's your best?
Definitely Silent Impact. He's class horse.
And just quickly, kick a top there at Kembla Grange in race five.
He's opened a sharp improvement off that first up run. Things just didn't quite go right for him there. So a bit of a forgive run, better than what it might read on form. Drop back in grade should help as well.
Thanks for your time, Adrian. Good luck.
No, really appreciate it.
There's Adrian Bott there. Anthony and Sam Freeman have got some really good chances this afternoon at Moonee Valley, especially in the early part of the meeting. Unflinching looks tough to beat in the first race at Moonee Valley. He gets a lovely gate. He's at $1.80. Damien Thornton takes the ride. He's first up after winning his first two starts. This colt by him, Invincible. Let's hear what Sam Freeman has to say about his chances.
Look, he's in good shape. It looks a perfect race for him. Albeit, the other horse in the race was very impressive at Sandown. So you would think it's probably between the two of them. All his starts now, including tomorrow's race, will have been on tight tracks where it's definitely beneficial to be up on speed. So we'll look to use his pace again, and tomorrow will give us a good guide as to where we head for the rest of the order.
So he's been well supported. He's into $1.80. But Sam's best chance, according to Sam yesterday on RSN 927, is Yulong Command, this very quick horse that goes around in race five over the 1,000 metres. Here's what Sam has to say.
I expect him to be very hard to beat. He's he's had a tick over jump out between runs. We pulled him out a couple of weeks ago. He was in 1,100, and there was a lot of speed in the race. I think we pulled the right rein. He's in terrific order. The horse looks well, goes well at the Valley, and you know what you're going to get from him. So probably of the three we've got there, he'd be the one that you'd be pretty sure he's going to go very close.
Yeah, he's at $2.25 and a solid favourite in race number five. At 7:47, we'll take another break here on the first word. Don't forget, straight after the news at 8 o'clock, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn will be joining me to preview the Moonee Valley meeting And then we have our interstate hour just after 9 o'clock. And then race day mornings with Michael Falgate, Matty Stewart and Dan Malecki. It's 7.47. You're with Gareth Hall here on The First Word as we kickstart RSN Saturday race day.
First Word, thanks to the TAC. Before a big day out, think of this first. Drinking. Driving. They're better apart.
Ashadami Yagi got some nice chances at Moonee Valley this afternoon, and Ash joins us now here on RSN Saturday Race Day. Good morning to you, Ash.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Guns are blazing, goes around in the staying trip, race three at Moonee Valley. He loves this track. Your thoughts with him today?
He's a small field, no weight on his back today. He actually did a really good job last start at the Valley to carry 61 kilos, and I thought he did a pretty good job. I'm pretty sure they broke the class record that day. So, jump up in class, but we do get the weight relief, which will really suit this horse. And we've got a good front-running jockey with Craig Neild on. And it'll be like a nice race for him today.
So you push the button at the start and you try and say, all right then, guys, you've got to try and catch me with no weight on my back today?
There seems to be a bit of pace in the race, obviously, with Starcaster being in the race. So I imagine he will be up handy. The ideal scenario would have been for that horse to be able to catch me if you can with that low weight, but yeah. We'll just let Craig assess it, but he shouldn't be too far away from the main speed.
Fluorescent Star, your mare by Sue Star, she's an honest mare. Your thoughts about her chances today?
You summed it up perfect there. She's very honest. She always runs a nice race. I thought she ran really well the other day. She, even though we claimed off her, she still carried top weight in that race. Just being a 77 rater. Very fastly run race. The boy probably didn't suit her. So we've jumped up in class today to be able to get some weight relief off her. She gets in with a really nice weight with 54.5, really good jaw. We're back with Dean Holland, who has only been the person that has been able to guide us for her wins. So, she's trained on really nicely, so hopefully she can get the job done today.
All right, she's a good each-way price at around the $16 quote.
Yeah, I think so. She never runs a bad race, so I'd like to... Obviously, the key factor going to be here, too, is having Dean back on, but just having her down in the weight.
Yeah.
She seems to have carried a bit of weight lately, so she's only a small mare. And just having a no weight on her back, I think, should suit her.
All right. Good luck, Ash. Thanks for that.
No worries. Thank you.
There's Ash Yagi there. Philip Stokes has got some handy chances at Gawler, but especially at Moonee Valley this afternoon. Good morning to you, Phil. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem. Good morning.
The Chance Suite Junior goes around along with Good Idea in the staying race. We might start off with Good Idea. Cheesy deserves a win this preparation.
Yeah, look, he's going super. His last run was great. Big weight. History tells you big weights don't win the Bagot. So he's in good order. I'm just probably my only concern is I hope the track's not too firm. He does like a little bit of cut out of it.
Yep.
But outside of that, he's working great, racing great.
Are you surprised the stablemate, DeChant Sweet Jr., is shorter in the market than Good Idea?
Well, Good Idea's proven. He's a tough season starter. The other horse is still on the up and hasn't raced at this trip before where the other horse has proven. In saying that, I think he will handle the trip and, he's got 53 on his back and if he doesn't give him too big a start, he'll be definitely in the finish.
He's one of those horses. He never really looked like he was going to win there the other day.
No, it was a big win and he came late with the run and got the job done. So, he's just going for four in a row now and he's... We're using this as a bit of a guide to see if we take him over to Tasmania for one of the cups over there.
Okay, and what about Way to Go Paula in race number 9? Where is she at the moment?
Frustrating. Yeah. First up run was enormous, so I've come to the conclusion she's a fresh horse, 1,200, good tempo, save her up for one run. So that's what I've done. Kept her very fresh. She worked on Tuesday, was good. JB Carr has ridden her on a few occasions. She knows her, so I'm hoping she can turn it around because her best is good enough.
Is it more hope or are you confident freshening her up, dropping back to trip, that she can replicate that first up effort?
I'm really hoping so. I can't fault her. She's a very sound mare and she looks to be in a good headspace. So I think I've got her as good as I can have her going into this. So she's got to step up and do it.
All right, mate. What's your best there at Gawler this afternoon?
I like In the Navy and Lady Dunmore.
So in the Navy race one, number five, and Lady Dunmore race three, number one. Your best overall?
Let's go in the Navy.
All right then. Race one, number five. Always a pleasure, Philip. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Ken Keyes joins us now. Ken and Casey Keyes have got some great chances there at the Valley this afternoon, and Ken joins us now. Good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Jeff.
What about Rock Artist? We know that he's got plenty of pace. What are you thinking here in the first race?
A lot of us do with how firm the track is, I think.
Yep.
He really jarred up at Flemington, so we hope he sort of really give there today. And that'll determine how well he goes, I think.
Yeah, so that was the excuse there at Flemington. It was just too hard for him.
Yeah, he just, struggled the next day.
Looking forward to, yeah. All right, so I think when we had a chat to Marty, it was a good four, and that did put plenty of water on the track. They watered it this morning, so maybe the first race is the best race for a horse like Rock Artist. Winsome, you kept him fresh 1,000 metres. That seems to be his go these days.
Yeah, I think he's a work in progress all the time, and we've tried to step up, which obviously didn't work. But this seems to be, hopefully it works anyway.
Yeah. You happy with him?
Very, yeah.
Yeah. And then Freedom Move gets an inside gate in the final event. What are you thinking there?
Look, I mean, that will be very significant, the inside gate and the claim. So he gets in really good on the weights. And so obviously he's more suited with a bit of soft, genuine soft going, but I think he's got everything in his favour today.
Yeah, he's definitely a horse that we need to put into our quaddies. Your best there today, Ken?
I believe Winsome.
All right, mate. Thanks for your time as always.
Cheers, bye.
There's Kenny Casey there. His best race five, number five, Winsome. Now, Ascot, no surprises there. So that meeting's being called off because of the heat. It was about 34 degrees. This morning, it's about 4:56 over there in WA at the moment. So I think that meeting will be postponed until Monday, my mail is. So no racing in the West at Ascot today. Let's hear what Lindsay Smith has to say. Geez, he's got some nice chances today, but his best is the Inform Galloper that goes around in race number eight today. And it is flying at the moment. And, of course, it's called In the Boat. And let's hear what Lindsay has to say about his chances.
Yeah, he hasn't gone backwards. He's quite easy to train. It's a hot day, obviously. Generally, they bet the leans to on speed. So he is what he is. If someone wants to take him on, that's fine, as long as they roll along. And if the leader weakens, he can take it back up. But, you're at your own peril if you take him on, I'd think.
So that son of Nostradamus is just in winning form at the moment, and he's an on-pace type of gala from the Lindsay Smith camp, so you know that they'll keep on running all day. And he's been well supported to win that race. The stablemate, Sacred Palace, listening to Lindsay there yesterday, says if they are running on, and that's the case for a few of these horses, especially towards the back end of the meeting, that he is a terrific chance. So it'll be fascinating to see how that track plays at Moonee Valley. It's a good four at the moment. The rail's in the true as the meeting goes on. Julius Sandu, he's just on fire at the moment. He's got Sharp Response, a three-year-old taking on the older horses in race number six. Here's what Julius has to say about his chances.
Is if he goes into that race and runs, reproduces the run that he had at Flemington, he's probably in it right up into his ears. And he's come through the race well. There was a bit of improvement on the back of that Devil run. So, all things suggesting to the fact that he's going to go to that race and be really competitive, and hopefully that's the case tomorrow.
So he's at $3.30. Wayne Hawkes gave us a big positive report on Mari Minko this morning, and he's the second favourite at $3.70. Sean Cosgrove, good morning to you. Scratchings at the Valley today.
Yeah, and the forecast officially is hot. And a good four. The rails two, the entire circuit. Only nine of them out. Now, race one is clear. Race two, take out Boo Boo Bodgy, or Boo Boo Boogie. Number six comes out of the second. The third clear. The fourth, pull out 10. My Button's Bigger, number 10. Race five is clear. Race six, put a line through two, three and fourpence. And five, Mr. Moppet, two and five. Seventh event, take out five, Surreal Image, and 11, New Choice, five and 11. Race eight, clear, and nine, scratch three, Après Le Mur, number six, Gabira, and 12, Night of Delight, 3, 6, and 12. No late scratchings, no late riders, a total of nine, good four, and it's hot, damned hot.
Yes, racing at Yarra Valley as well today. They're racing on a good four there. The rail's out 3 metres the entire circuit. Harry White will be along with us in the third hour here between 9 and 10 to have a chat about that particular meeting. Hey, Codsy, Meatloaf, one of your favourites. Unfortunately, we lost
about the same size as me too. Yeah. Big boy.
Your favourite Meatloaf song?
Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so sad for him. He was one of my favourites, Meatloaf, but that AFL Grand Final...
Just tarnished things, didn't
just
it?
Just a little bit for us here in Australia.
I mean, he's the man who had his own postcode. He was just fantastic and could sing, but that's what we remember him for, sadly. But hopefully we don't, that people go and say what he... And he seemed like a very humble man.
Yeah, we might play a little bit of Meatloaf as the morning goes on. See if you can find
us. Rock and roll and races. What more could you want?
Yes, good on you, Cozzy. It's right on 8 o'clock. The Melbourne Forum panel straight after the news with a Meatloaf fan in Johnny Bowden.